Realtor.com specific when we look at some of the stats and what people look at as well. This is a more generic, more broad view of the internet, internet users. This is just in the United States. 184 million adults in the United States use the internet, people over 18 and older. And you can see some of the things that they like to do. 71% watch videos on sites like Hulu and Vimeo, especially YouTube. Some of the stats for YouTube are pretty crazy. 67%, and we'll focus on this one here in just a couple minutes, but 67% use social media. 37% download music files, MP3s, so even some of our sermons that we have are considered kind of a music file. But people download those 37% of the time. 32%, though, and this is what's encouraging for us, 58 million adults in the United States, and this is probably a year, I think the info from Pew Research was about a year old, but about 58 million adults in the United States are looking for religious and spiritual information. That's encouraging. That's a lot of people. So again, look at the opportunities that we have. 32% read blogs. We'll look at some of the stats for blogs and WordPress and some of those different tools. 27% download video files. So there's a difference between the ones that just watch video and the ones that download video. And then 21% download podcast to view or listen to later. This shows us from EmburyHills.com, just our statistics from 2012. Again, just think about how small that is, that site, versus all of the religious info that's out there. This is very minute compared to the majority of the religious sites. But sermon MP3s, and this isn't a full, somebody sat there and listened to, you know, a full 45-minute sermon. This could just be that they started a sermon, could be that they just kind of clicked a link and, oh, that wasn't what I meant. 400,000 times, though, somebody did something like that. I can't tell you how many actually listened to the full sermon, stats like that. But that's a lot of folks in 1 year's time. So we are able to go into all the world. Look at how many PDFs, 172,000, 70,000 Word documents, 20,000 PowerPoints. So we see roughly about 200,000 visitors to the site. And those are unique visitors. So it'll track their IP addresses and see how many people actually come to the site. So 200,000 unique visitors to the site. And it's visited, and this is the exciting part to me, it's visited by people in 160 different countries. And so, and I haven't really looked at the cost-benefit analysis, as I mentioned even in the first session, but just think for just a second, if we just sent out, say we sent out the smallest number, say we sent out 20,000 PowerPoints, say we sent out 20,000 documents, to 160 different countries. Just think about the postage cost for something like that. Think about, you know, 400,000 MP3s. Think if we, you know, if Bill was copying 400,000 CDs every year and sending those out. Think about the cost that would be incurred with something like that. We've been visited by 200,000 people in 160 different countries. We haven't sent out a foreign evangelist. I mean, just think about how much money we could spend. And we've spent, I mean, let's say $1,000 this year. Maybe $2,000. I don't think we did, but maybe $1,000. For $1,000, look at how we've been able to go into all the world. It just amazes me when I look at stats like that. So we'll look at some of the things that people have searched for, and I think you'll see some themes as we go through here. At least we got 2011 and 2012. And 2011 is just sermons. 2012, we also included some of the PowerPoints, the PDFs, the Word documents, and some of the subjects. So you'll see some familiar themes as we go through. Deacon qualification, self-examination, dealing with a crisis, godly families, faith, plan of redemption, cultural threats, expectations, how does the Spirit guide us, and then, as I explained to the last group, Amos and Anna. I mean, they start with A. I mean, you always start at the top. I have no idea why else somebody would be searching for Amos and Anna necessarily. 2012, you'll see some similar things. And some of them that aren't. Sermons and Acts, authority, marriage, commitment, and love might kind of deal with, going back to 2011, some of the family problems and crises. New Testament, Old Testament surveys, revelation, salvation, mercy, flee youthful lust, and sometimes that is due, and you'll see even Ecclesiastes and Beatitudes, sometimes we have series, and so those do a lot better too. So sometimes that's just because we've got a series on Beatitudes or Ecclesiastes. Jesus and the cross, like I said, flee youthful lust, probably a youth forum that we had with multiple lessons, and then the home. So again, I think between the 2 years, I think you started to see a little bit of a pattern of some of the things that people were looking for. And so this is important to keep in mind, though, when you start thinking about, okay, so I'm going to evangelize online. What do I do? You know, what do I send? What do I post? Look at some of this is what people are looking for, at least on our site. And you've got to consider we've got a fairly conservative site compared to a lot of these religious sites out there. So I think our topics are a little more in-depth, a little more conservative than probably what a lot of these sites might offer. But I think you're going to see the same type of things, the marriage, the home, family commitments, things like that. So as you're thinking about what am I going to share, and look at what people are looking for. And there are plenty of things that you can search for online that will tell you what other topics people are looking for. So again, we'll get back to the, okay, now 67% of those 184 million adults in the United States, 123 million adults are using social media. It's a huge opportunity. 123 million adults are using social media. So there's a lot of work that we can do. These will break down some of the age ranges just so you can kind of see. And this was kind of surprising to me. You'll see the 18 to 29-year-olds, of course. I mean that, when I think social media, that's who I expect. I'm thinking it's the young folks. Sad that I'm calling 29 young. The 30 to 49-year-olds, though, almost the same percentage. 50 to 64, decent percentage there. 65 older, about 32%. But the average age of a social media user is 37 years old. So again, think about the content. Think about, and maybe that's why we see some of the things that we do even on our site, what people are looking for, because it's a 37-year-old with family problems or, you know, children they're trying to raise, parenting help. So think about the average user for social media, 37 years old. And it's interesting, too, the largest growth area from 2011 to 2012 was the 45 to 54 age range. And that could be possibly, too, because all the young people were already on it. That could explain some of that. But, you know, it's pretty interesting that the 45 to 50-year-olds, 54-year-olds, were the highest amount of growth in the last year, or 2011-2012. It is an eye chart. This is painful to even put up here. But I want you to just look at, if you can make out some of this. And I just put, like, the number of users. And this was from one study. I don't know exactly how accurate it is. I mean, it's fairly accurate because you can see the Facebook and Twitter ones. But just look at the opportunity. Look at the number of people that are using these sites every single day. 55 million just on classmates.com. Facebook, 1 billion users. And this, again, this is more global, so this isn't, you know, just the United States. Sites like Instagram and Flickr and, you know, some of those image sites. We'll talk about that in just a second here, too. The Pinterest, the Vimeo, the YouTubes. I mean, you know, YouTube, 1 billion users, 4 billion views per day. I've got some other stats that I'll share with some of these. So chances are you use one of these, maybe two of these, maybe three of these. Most of us probably focus on maybe one, maybe the Facebook, which we'll probably kind of focus on a little bit more here tonight. So this is one other one. Again, I kind of apologize. There's a lot there, but I want you to kind of see that. This is what happens every 60 seconds, roughly. And one we didn't even talk about yet. We talk about social media, but we don't necessarily include email in there. We send 240 billion emails per day. That's a big number, 240 billion emails. That's from what they said, that's more mail than the U.S. Postal Service will send in 1 year. 5 million tweets per day. That's enough to fill up 19 years of the New York Times. 45 million status updates every day through Facebook. There's a lot of people using this. That's what I'm trying to show you. it's heavily used. There's a lot of people in social media. All the WordPresses, all the blogs, video is huge right now. I know I work for T-Mobile. That's our greatest concern is data consumption because of video and these kids watching video all the time. It's killing us, but let's keep using it too. And we'll show you how. I'll give you a few other stats. 700,000 new members on Facebook every day. 75%, about three-fourths of us that have a cell phone use social networks every single day. So out of us sitting in here right now, 73% of us use social networks every day. 2.3, and this is another one, not necessarily social media, like these that we're thinking about here, but 2.3 trillion text messages are sent every year. 2.3 trillion text messages. It's a lot. And then roughly 25%, about a fourth of the Facebook users check their account 5+ times a day. That's a lot. And I kind of joked with the first group. I'm sure some of you are sitting there thinking, well, that's chump change. I mean, I check it a lot more than that, and we probably do. A lot of people are constant, especially on these phones. You know, 75% of us are checking social networks all day long on our phones. Huge opportunity that we have to reach all these people. So we're going to go into some of just the practical examples of what we can do for social media and how we can share God's message with others through some of these tools. And I'll give you the disclaimer I gave everyone else. I'm not going to bring up Facebook. I'm not going to bring up Twitter. I'm not a fan of sometimes they may throw up an ad or something like that. I'm not going to mess with any of that. I'm going to show you on our site, EmoryHills.com. Go ahead and go to EmoryHills.com. A lot easier if it's your homepage here. EmoryHills.com. And so what we're going to do is kind of just show, you know, for me, it's very intimidating. And I kind of explained this earlier. It's intimidating to me because I don't have what I think is good content that people care about or want to read. You know, if I go to Facebook and, you know, it just says status update, nobody cares what I just had for lunch. You know, I mean, I don't share a lot because most of what I've got to share is not all that important to people. If it is, it's kind of sad. But, you know, for me, what's not intimidating, when I start thinking about all of the resources that are already out there that I can share. So there's already smart people putting this stuff out there. And I'll show you some videos that Ben's doing. We'll look at some of these sermons. And so these are good things to share. Sometimes it is tough, though, to share a 45-minute sermon with someone. I mean, it's tough to expect someone that I'm just, especially on Facebook, where I have no clue, you know, who the people out there really are sometimes and what their interest level is. If I put a 45-minute sermon on Facebook, I don't know how many people are going to use that or listen to that. Still an effective tool, still something that can get people interested and someone can click in and say, oh, I like the thought. You know, you go something like this. Trial, death, resurrection of Christ. Just throw some keywords on there from Ben's sermon today. It's Easter Sunday. You think people are going to be interested in that topic? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so put that on Facebook. And I'm going to show you how we do it very simply from here. Put that on Facebook. You're going to get some hits. You're going to get some interest. And so people will click through to our site. And they may not want to watch Ben's sermon from this morning from start to finish, but they may start exploring other areas. Look at some of the good content that we have for class materials and even some of the articles that we've got on here. So it's just sometimes it's just something that will get them started down the path of maybe wanting to consume something that's more involved, like a longer sermon. So from here, and for me too, email is an effective way to communicate with people. I've got friends that we send emails when we see an interesting article, and we'll discuss it through email. Sometimes that's better for me because it's more personal. Again, you go to Facebook and you've got friends, right? I mean, how many people have 1,000 or 2,000 friends on Facebook? I mean, you don't really know all those people all that well. So you don't know exactly what it is that they're interested in, possibly. Email is very effective for me to target somebody specific. Maybe somebody at work that I know is struggling with something. It's a lot easier for me. All you have to do is fill in the information. We've got it all set up here for you. So it's from me. Oh, look, I already sent me something. From my email address. I'm going to send it to Melissa because I like her. She probably has my emails blocked, but find out when we get home. And so you can and type whatever you want, whatever you think is going to capture, you know, their attention. Type whatever you want in this box. Go down and put the little code so that we don't get spammed. Oh, I have no idea what that letter is. We may try an I. We may have to try this again. Nope, didn't work. Okay. So, send that. And now I just sent Melissa, you know, Ben's sermon from this morning. You know, it took me, you know, if I know what I'm doing, I'm sitting in front of my computer at home, it'll take me 10 seconds. Here I just evangelized, just shared something with someone. So, and probably the more efficient way for us, we'll probably do more often, is you click on this Facebook. probably, let's see if I'm logged in. So you click on it. Oh, you know what? I already shared that one earlier. I don't want to spam all my friends. Let me share another sermon. So here you go. What is the church? So I'm going to share that. I click on the Facebook. Normally you're logged in. So normally you wouldn't see this screen. Normally you'd be there. So then it just has this share this link. So you can type something. Type whatever you want in there. Let's put thanks, David, for the good thought. So and you can also tag the person like you normally do on Facebook. Normally. It just popped up. So thanks, David Maxson, for the good thoughts. You don't even have to know what the sermon's about. Thanks, David Maxson, for the good thoughts. I share my link. And now all of my friends have seen this. So we'll close that. So everybody, and I don't have a lot of friends, you guys know that. All my friends on Facebook have seen that. And so now I want you, if you're my friend on Facebook, I want somebody to tell me, I want you to verify if that came through. And if it did, I want every one of you to click that like button. Do it. Click it. So you are evangelizing right now. And we did this earlier, and Corey Williams has like 1,200 friends. He's a very popular guy. I don't have nearly as many as Corey. So when I send this out, I send it out to maybe 200 and some people, my closest friends. Corey clicks on it, it goes to 1,200 more people. He clicks, one of those people, I mean, just again, think about the viral nature of social media and how these things just spread like wildfire. So now, and I have no idea how many, maybe 10, 20,000 people have seen this link tonight by the time we're done here. So to me, that's very exciting. I can go into all the world. I just did. I just went into all the world and taught. And it took me maybe 10 seconds. But you guys have to do the same. You've got to do the clicking and the sharing and the liking or whatever it might be. But that's what's good about it. You don't have to come up with the content. You don't have to be the smart guy that preached the sermon or came up with the class material. You just put it out there. Other people are doing this work. So we don't have to be intimidated by that. We can do that. And so I mentioned the 45-minute sermons. That's tough to get somebody interested into a 45-minute sermon on Facebook. Our culture, the YouTube generation, has got a 2 to 3 minute time span. So I'm going to show you a site that David Mast and Ben Hall are working on. It's reachingupward.com. And there's plenty of sites like this. Gary Henry's got a good site. David puts stuff on Facebook every day. There's good stuff out there already. Just click like. Just share it with somebody else. So Ben's got these. We've got the same buttons on this site. Share it, tweet it, LinkedIn, whatever. However you want to share it with people, press these little buttons, follow a couple little directions, and you've shared out. And what I like about these, though, is this is a 2 to 3 minute video. And video is very popular. And so he's got a 2 to 3 minute, I think he's got 5 or 6 of them on here so far. These are being consumed much more often. Than even, like I said, like a 45-minute sermon or something. So lots of tools out there, lots of good things that you can use, people are already doing. Go out and start sharing some of these things and go ahead and like them. You guys give me some examples. I didn't mention Pinterest. That's very popular. I did mention it, but sharing images, very popular right now. We shared, instead of some of those videos, we shared a picture. Those pictures get more hits than the videos do. People really like pictures. They like something real quick. They can just visualize, press a button. They liked it. What are some things you guys might do, or what are some examples that you have? I'm not talking to people that already do this for the most part, some of you. What are some things that you do or think are effective? Like I said, email for me, very effective, if I know my target audience. Facebook, I don't know. I don't know, how many people are going to go and watch Ben's videos, and I don't know how many people are going to, listen to a sermon or look at class material. Sometimes just people put a good quote on there that makes people think. What are some things that you guys think is effective? Something that you've tried? Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, great way to advertise. And I haven't even mentioned, and we need to get into this more, We've got a Facebook page for Embry Hills. I want you guys to, another one I do want you to like, either do it right now or later, probably right now because you'll forget, Atlanta Bible Study, AtlantaBibleStudy.com, or there's a Facebook page for Atlanta Bible Study. It's Ben and Richards and some others, their efforts downtown to evangelize. Go and click like on that page to share that out so that other people will know. Like I said, the material's out there, the content's out there. What are some other things? So gospel meeting, invitations via Facebook or one of those. Facebook, again, probably the more prominent. What are some others? The site, the image sites, like I said, are very popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe you can go out and sort through my pocket and find something.
Okay. Yep.
Where you think, yeah, you had a class on that a year or so, but never find it.
Yeah, especially for sermons. For Bible class material, you just go to the adult Bible class page. We don't have a good filter on there yet, but they're all in alphabetical order, or you can always just search on a page for, let's just put family. Yep. Yeah, you can search for any of those. Yep. Or you just go to like our sermons. And so we're still converting over. We've got about 1,000 sermons. I think we put, you see here, 129 on. We still have to go and move a lot of sermons over. But someone had said, hey, Scott Smeltzer did some classes on parenting. I would like to see those. So it's one that we put up a little bit faster. So I go in here. Oh, it was, here's Scott. So I put in Scott's name. I click search, and here's all of Scott's sermons, the parenting ones. Yep. Yeah, you can do that, or even, I mean, a lot of times I'll even just copy and paste into any, if I'm sending it specifically to somebody, I'll copy and paste the URL and just stick it in an email. Especially if I want to give them the filter that has all five of them. If I just want one of them, I can go on to, well, probably wouldn't send part three first. But you just go in here and just do the email thing again. But you can do it either way. Or you can just send them directly to the sermon page and say, hey, filter. You got time? and there is, so that's another tool that we can use, and maybe what we should think about later is, you know, just picking out parts of the sermons that, and that's what you see on YouTube a lot. There are a lot of churches that have all of their sermons, and they are 45, 50, 60-minute sermons, but usually they'll cut out like the 4-minute, appetizer. You know, they'll cut out the important part or what you think is the most important. They have a staff of 10. Paid professionals. So yeah, whenever you've got free time with your three kids, feel free, and we can start working on that. But we've thought about doing. We don't even do video at this point, though. Yeah. It's a possibility, but yeah, some of the shorter. And that's why I suggested even like the reaching upward or something like that, where there's already a 3-minute clip out there that, and we can link some of those to back to Ember Hills, where you can, you know, say, hey, here's some meatier content. If you're really interested, go here. So yeah, I mean, great thoughts. Not in the plans anytime soon. And that's the thing. That's why I feel bad even suggesting these things. I had to create a Facebook account again a year ago because I had deleted. I hate doing that kind of stuff. But think about, and this is why I did it, because I think David preached a sermon and made me feel guilty. But because think about the opportunities that you have to share with other people. So go and create, I mean, you may not enjoy Facebook, go and create one just so you can, you know, throw out some links to some sermons or something. Yeah. Yeah, if you're not into social media, no. But and like I said, that's one reason just to get into it. You don't need to check it. You don't need, like I said, you don't care what I had for lunch. You don't need to check every day. But you can create the account, accumulate some friends. And that's what I do. I'll accumulate as many friends as possible at this point now, just so that I can do this kind of stuff. And I'll still get on there for personal things every once in a while, but for the most part, it's going to be for something like this. Any other suggestions? Are we done? We should be, aren't we? Just about that time? Okay, so again, it's simple. That's the beauty of it. If you're using social media, you already know how to do this stuff. You know, spend 5-10 seconds, check your Facebook, you see something, you know, from one of your friends, from somebody at church, click the button, you're done. You just shared it out to all your friends. It really is just that simple. If you're not doing it, maybe it is a good reason to get started and try it. Josh? Yeah, you can. I mean, you can kind of do the same thing. If you put a URL in a text message, they can click on it and it'll open in a web page. So I've done that before where I say, hey, here's a good article, you know, because I know people that don't check their email or something like that. They can click on it. It'll open up in their internet browser. So yeah, 2.3 trillion text messages a year. Use them. Okay, thank you very much.